The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to Art to Success. Today we will gain the blessings, the name, and also with the qualities and the attributes of Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, inshallah, kyunki jahan par nekon ka tazkira hota hai wahan Allah ki rehmaton ka nuzul hota hai, inshallah azza wa jal. We start a beautiful narration in the blessings of durood e pak. The beloved rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you forget something, then recite durood e pak upon me, send peace and blessings upon me, you will recollect that thing. Subhanallah. Nowadays people, they complain, they forget things, they don't know where to find their thing. But Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, if you keep sending durood e pak on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah you will recollect your things. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah Faiz Rasool bhai hamare saath hain, tilawat e Quran e pak inshallah, and also kalam bhi aapko sunayenge aaj. Mashallah Rizwan bhai हमारे साथ, वेलकम कहते हैं इनको, रिजवान भाई को और इफ्तिखार भाई, माशाल्लाह ब्यूटीफुल मुबल्लिग. और बात होगी ग्रेटनेस ऑफ फारूक आजम रदी अल्लाह तआला अन्हु, द मिरेकल्स, करामतें ऑफ फारूक आजम रदी अल्लाह तआला अन्हु. दूसरा, उनकी लाइफ से हमें क्या क्या सीखने को मिलता है, मजीद भी इंशाल्लाह देखते हैं आज मुबल्लिग इन क्या बात करते हैं.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله
رب ہے جس نے تجھ کو
Iftikhar bhai, stay to our topic. It's about the greatness and the blessings and the virtues, whatever we can say. It's about the life of the blessed personality of Islam. Second Khalifatul Muslimin, Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala.
Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal. We're very fortunate to be discussing, talking about this great man of Allah. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal. Hazrat Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala. And many waqiyat we can talk, many waqiyat we can learn about from his blessed life. And inshallah, Azawajal, I'll start with one which is mentioned in Fizane Farooq Azam. It is written, the leader of the believers, the Lion of Allah Almighty, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and stated that once the leader of believers, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, and requested before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform me of what you saw in Jannah on the night of Miraj. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, O Umar ibn Khattab, if I were to remain amongst you as long as the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam remained amongst his people, which is approximately 1,000 years, and told you all of the events and the observations of Jannah, they still would not end. This was such a journey. However, Hazrat Umar, you asked me to inform you of Jannah or tell you about something that I have not told anybody else before. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to mention that I saw a magnificent palace in Jannah. The foundations of this land, of this palace, were in Jannah, whereas the highest part of it was amidst the throne of Allah Almighty. Allah. Such was this magnificent palace. I asked Jibreel alayhi salam, O Jibreel, do you know about this magnificent palace and its foundations and the land and he and the highest mist of this palace? Sayyidina Jibreel Islam replied, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I do not know. I asked, O Jibreel, the light of this palace is like the light of the sun on earth. At least tell me who will arrive and who will reside therein. So Sayyidina Jibreel Islam answered, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who will reside therein is the one who only speaks the truth, encourages speaking the truth. When someone speaks the truth before him, he does not get angry and he will die upon the truth. I asked, O Jibreel, do you know his name? He replied, yes, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this individual's name is Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an. Upon hearing this, the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, he fell to the ground. So who is this palace for? The one who speaks the truth.
Allah.
Today with our tongue, what are we saying? What are we doing? Do we even know between the truth and the falsehood with the comments that we make, what we say? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an is famously known for spreading Islam over miles, square miles, millions of miles. He spread Islam. He was the leader of the Muslims. He had power. His army was in great number. All of this at his disposal, but his humility, his humbleness, his greatness can be seen through his actions, through his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When people of other countries, leaders want to come and see this individual, that's the leader of Muslims at the time, leader of such a huge army, the leader of and the owner of so many miles of land, yet he radiallahu ta'ala an would be asleep with his hands resting on a brick on the floor. Such was his humbleness. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, who was scared to show justice, regardless of whether the individual was rich or whether he was poor. Such a great man of Allah Almighty. And today we are fortunate to be talking about him and having this mehfil, this gathering, and speaking about such a man who spread Islam across the globe, alhamdulillah azza wa jal. And we'll further listen regarding his great character.
Subhanallah. Qaum ka leader jo hota hai, wo asal mein qaum ka khadim hota hai. Aur agar ye cheez samajh aa jaye to masle hi hal ho jaye. Wo khidmat karne ke liye aaya hai logon ko. Logon ke upar jo hai wo unko aziyat mein aur pareshaniyon mein dalne ke liye nahi aaya hai. Ab gaur kare ki is qadar khayal hai. Aur phir yahi to wo hain jo raaton ko uthkar khabargiri kiya karte the. راتوں کو اٹھ کر جاتے تھے اور لوگوں کے معاملات ان کو کوئی پریشانی ہوتی تھی کی پرابلم ہوتی تھی ان کے بڑے واقعات ہیں ہمارے با ماشاء اللہ رضوان بھائی سنائی کس طرح سے رات کو جاتے تھے گھروں کی رکھوالی کس طرح کرتے تھے اپنے خادم کے ساتھ اور کسی کو پرابلم میں دیکھتے تھے تو آرڈر نہیں چلاتے تھے خود پورا کر دیتے تھے یہ ہوتا ہے قوم کا لیڈر اللہ کرے کہ ہم یہ چیزیں سمجھنے آپ کوئی لیڈر اپنے گھر میں بھی ہوتا ہے ہم سمجھ رہا ہوں کہ صرف کوئی بڑے لیڈر گھر میں بھی ہوتا ہے گھر کے جو آپ کے نیچے دو تین لوگ ہیں آپ کے گھر والے بچے آپ ایک طریقے سے سربراہ اصل میں سربراہ کی بات ہو رہی ہے جو اون کرتا ہے لیڈرشپ جو گھر کو اون کر رہا ہے اب اس کا کام کیا ہے گھر کے اندر ان ساری چیزوں کو دیکھنا ان سارے معاملات کو دیکھ کر چلنا کس کو کیا پریشانی ہے صرف آرڈر چلانے سے کام نہیں ہوتا ہے اصل میں خود گراؤنڈ پر جا کر کام کرنے سے چیزیں حل ہوتی ہیں کیا کہتے ہیں رضوان میں بہت سارے واقعات ہیں اس میں ماشاء اللہ
سبحان اللہ ماشاء اللہ اینڈ To be honest, Sayyid Saab, you know, I'm feeling, you know, when you're talking about personalities as great as this, it is a huge responsibility to do it justice. And how can I do justice to the one who has the title of being just?
SubhanAllah.
And that's what I want the viewers to focus on. And whenever, we should bear this in mind, whenever we go to any gatherings of knowledge, that a lot of the times our intentions are, that we want to be entertained, we want to, we talk about the miracles and the wahwah and all this. But behind it, one of our most important intentions should be, what lessons can we learn from these great personalities? So I'm glad we're focusing on their attributes and their character. And, you know, you can't, the characteristics of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala are second to none. You can't compare them. Whether you're looking at the bravery and the courage and the strength, we know about these things, we talk about them many a times, but the justice, the truthfulness, the humbleness, the humility, the Allah. Fear of Allah, all of this. Now, I'll mention a brief waqia that you just alluded to and touched upon there about responsibility and about that esasi zimadari, understanding your responsibility and how you go about fulfilling that responsibility. And Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the middle of the night, would walk around the streets of Medina with one of the khadims, and would walk around the cities and the roads, the gully of Medina Park, looking at the situation, trying to find out, is everything calm? Is there any unrest? Is there any problems? And what can be done? Because they wanted to understand, they wanted to know everything themselves, and they wanted to help people themselves. And as the leader, one night they were going by and they noticed a small fire, and they thought it was like a tent with a small fire. And they spoke to their khadim, I believe his name was Aslam, and they said, Aslam, let's go see if they need anything or who they are. So as they got close by, they realized it wasn't a tent at all, but it was a small hut. And when they looked even closer, they realized there was a lady in there, and she had her children in there, and the children were crying, etc. And she had a pot over some fire that she was stirring. And they knocked on the door, inquiring, you know, is everything okay? Because the kids were crying, it was in the middle of the night, and, you know, it was unusual. This was unusual for this to be happening. And she, I won't go into all the detail, but she told them about the situation and said, look, the children are crying because they're hungry. They're hungry to such an extent that they're crying. I haven't got any food. This is my state. This is my poverty. I haven't got any food to feed them to stop them crying. So to try and satisfy them, I've got this pot of water that I've got on this fire so that they think that there's food cooking. And hopefully while they're thinking this, they'll fall to sleep. So to try and satisfy them, try and calm them, she's got a pot of water, no food in there, but to try and calm her children. And just think of the state of this mother and what the lengths she's going through. This shook Hazrat Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala to the core, really shook him. Hazrat Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala left away from there with his hadim and went back to home. And when they got back home, they gathered a bori, a sack, and they filled it up with flour, some dates, and some other provisions, some other food, and loaded the sack onto the back, and they went to the house of that lady. When they got to the house, they asked for a pot, and they started cooking the flour, mixed some salt into it, and started making some food themselves. They didn't just deliver it and say, you cook it and feed your children. They started cooking themselves. Once they'd cooked it, they asked for another pan to try and spread it out, cool it out, and then they fed the children themselves. They called the children, and then they fed the children themselves, and then they went. The children went to sleep. This is Ihsas-e Zimmedari. This is responsibility, and this is what I was talking about when I was saying we need to understand the attributes and the character. And like you mentioned earlier, we are all leaders. Whether that's rulers of countries and empires, whether that's MPs, councillors, teachers, lawyers, judges, rulers of households, whether we're fathers and families, we've all got responsibilities. And how much are we looking after those responsibilities? How much are we going to be questioned about those? We don't even think about whether we're fulfilling these responsibilities. And this is a huge thing that we lesson that we need to take from this.
Just one incident can take many, many lessons.
So many lessons. So many
especially
lessons.
The leadership and the responsibilities. Ab gaur kare ke agar ye aaj ehsaas-e zimmedari sab mein aa jaye, problem hi na ho jaye. That's why we call the golden era of Muslim, jo musalmanon ki tarakki ka jo sunahra daur jisko kehte hai na, uruj ka sunahri jo daur hai, wo ye Farooq Azam رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ ke zamane ka tha. Aapka andaaz-e hukumat dekh le. The way his justice, the way he's ruling, the way he plan everything, the way his good character le le, ya his piety ko le le, ya inka khauf-e-khuda, fear of Allah le le, ya ajizi le le, inki inkisari le le, politeness, humbleness, jo bhi aap dekh le, aapko musalmanon ko ek behtareen namuna nazar aayegi. بہترین انداز میں آپ کو کس طرح ہونا چاہیے, آپ کو فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ کی زندگی بھی ایک نظر آئے گا, کیونکہ میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے نہیں تو فرمایا کہ میرے بعد اگر کوئی نبی ہوتا تو وہ فاروق اعظم. ان کی زبان پر حق بولتا ہے,
سبحان اللہ,
ان کی زبان پر حق بولتا ہے, حق ان کے ساتھ ہوگا. کتنی احادیث ہیں کہ ان سے محبت مجھ سے محبت ہے, اور جس نے ان سے بغض رکھا گویا اس نے مجھ سے بغض رکھا ہے. یہ میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام فرما رہے ہیں. تو ہمیں بھی اللہ کرے کہ فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کی سیرت پہ چلنے کی اللہ ہم کو بھی سعادت عطا فرمائے. تو اگر آپ چاہتے ہیں کہ کامیاب سکسیزفل ہو, کوئی فلاں بک پڑھ رہا ہے تو فلاں یہ پڑھ رہا ہے, ادھر پڑھ رہے ہیں, ان کو کیوں نہیں پڑھ رہے ہیں جن کی پریکٹیکل لائف موجود ہے. جس نے بک لکھی ہے وہ خود فیلئر ہے زندگی میں, ہمیں پتہ ہی نہیں اس کی زندگی کیا ہوئی ہے. بک لکھ دی ہے بولے کمال ہے, ہمارے سامنے جیتی جاگتی مثالیں موجود ہیں, کیونکہ دی لائف آف امیر علیہ سنت. جیسے یہ واقعہ آپ کو نظر آ رہا ہے, کس طرح فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ نے احساس ذمہ داری, کس طرح رات کو جا کر خبر گیری کرنا, اور کس طریقے لیڈر کو ہونا چاہیے. امیر علیہ سنت کی لائف میں دیکھیں, مدنی قافلے میں جاتے تھے تو لوگوں کو بٹھاتے تھے شرکا کو, خود کھڑے ہوتے تھے بس کی سیٹ پہ, نہیں ان کو بٹھاتے تھے خود ہوتا ہے, وہ سیڑھیوں کے پاس جو جگہ ہوتی ادھر بیٹھ جاتے تھے, کہیں جو ہے وہ خود ڈنڈا پکڑ کے کھڑے رہتے تھے, اور جو شرکا ہوتا تھا ان کو بٹھاتے تھے, خود آخر میں کھاتے تھے, پہلے ان کو کھلاتے تھے. یہ ہوتا ہے لیڈر. آج اگر ہم واقعی یہ کامیاب آدمی بننا چاہتے ہیں, سکسیزفل پرسن, تو ہمیں یہ ایٹریبیوٹس لینے میں پڑیں گے, یہ کوالٹیز لینی پڑیں گی.
جی ڈیفینیٹلی, امیزنگ امیزنگ لائف آف حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, لیڈرشپ, ٹائم فار فیملی, فار دی پیپل, going out and being there, like Rizwan has mentioned, for his nation, for his people out there, and knowing what their needs are. Where do you find a leader like that today? Amazing personality, Hazrat Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala. So many waqiyat that come to mind. You think he's such a busy individual. He's always going to be, if he's a leader of so many Muslims, and he's overseeing so much areas and so much governors, etc., etc., and he used to go check on the governors himself, see what they're doing, what are they spending from Baitul Mal. And if he saw that they were doing injustice, he used to say to them, that's it, go back home. As mentioned another time, Sayyidina Musa, Abu Musa Ashari alayhi rahma, after Isha came in the presence of the leader of believers, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and he said, what brings you here? It's late at night. If somebody came to us, phoned us at a certain time, we say to him, why are you disturbing me? He said, what brings you here? He said, it's very important. He said, how important? He said, regarding the religion, regarding Sharia. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, if that's the case, then come inside.
Allah.
If that's the case, come inside and we'll talk about it. They both had a knowledgeable discussion and the night passed. The night passed and then he radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that I need to leave. I need to go home to get ready. Listen to the reply of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, we are already in prayer. He said, Allah. How do you mean we're in prayer? He said, because discussing religious matters for a while is better than worshipping all night, nafli worship. This is better for us. Let's continue. Let's talk about the deen. Let's plan ahead. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who's planning for the generations to come, who's got that worry, that concern, that after me, what's going to happen to the ummah? What's going to happen to the people? Spending his nights in worry and concern and dialogue for those people that are yet to come. Is our worry there for the people? Is our worry for the next generations to come? We say we built one masjid, that's it. We built one madrasa, that's it. We don't want to do anything else. Where's our concern that in 20 years' time, how are we going to pass on the religion to the coming generations? If they don't know the basics today, what's going to be the issue and the case in 20 years' time? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala walk in the streets at night, night as a leader. Do we find a leader like that today who has the sack on his back and walking through the streets and looking to see if there's anybody in need? Has nobody gone home? Is nobody sleeping, hungry or thirsty? And you go past houses, heard somebody talking. And there was a mother, she was saying to her daughter, put some water into the milk.
Allah.
Put some water into the milk. She said, Hazrat Umar has prohibited us from doing this. She said, Hazrat Umar is not looking, put water in there. She replied that he's not looking, but Allah Almighty is aware. Allah Almighty is watching. Allah Almighty is aware of actions. And Umar said to his servant, put a mark on this house. Put a mark on this house. And then he sent for order, he sent for inquirement regarding that girl, that is her marriage being done. And then he sent a proposal for his son.
Subhanallah.
That may my son's rishta be done to such a girl. Look at the thinking of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and that he wants such a daughter-in-law that is God-fearing, that fears Allah Almighty. When you have such great people and pious people that fear Allah Almighty, then obviously the offspring, the children that come from them are going to be pious.
SubhanAllah.
So to have such somebody in the family, that inshallah azawajal, that would fear Allah Almighty, such a daughter-in-law, your houses will run good. Your houses would be, alhamdulillah azawajal, places that would be a madri mahal. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an is walking the streets. Why? To serve his people.
SubhanAllah.
We cannot get to our, unfortunately, the people that are trying to help us. How are we going to find them? How, we have to make appointment after appointment. Then how, inshallah azawajal, we are going to discuss our problems with them. It's mentioned Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, he would call the people and they would come and share their problems that they had with Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. And if they had difficulties, they had issues, then he would address those issues. Such a great leader. Alhamdulillah azawajal, if somebody wants to become a successful leader today, then read the seerah of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala.
Achha, dekhe, yehi toh hai na kaam hai, rishta jo baat hui hai, bunyad kahan se ho rahi hai, dekhe, rishta bhej diya. Khud inka maqam dekhein, aur aap dekhe, rishta, uske liye aur inhi ki aulaad mein se, Hazrat Umar Abdul Aziz radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ki viladat hui, jo ek aur jinhone misal qaim ki thi, mukhtasar si unki daur e hukumat thi, lekin kamal ki unke andar bhi leadership thi. Agar waqai padhna hai to Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiyallahu anhu ki seerat bhi padhenge, pata chalega ki mukhtasar se arse mein unhone bhi Islam ko kahan pahuncha, lekin back par dekhe kya tha, parents ka kirdar kya tha, unse pehle rishte ka mayar kya tha. Aaj hame koi acha rishta mil raha hota, hum kehte nahi nahi kamata kya hai, kya karta hai. Aaj to hum wo nek logon ke rishte talash hi nahi karte, daadi wala, imame wala, parde wala, khaufe khuda wala, nahi nahi. Lekin Farooq Azam radhi Allah taala anhu, subhanallah, isiliye hum kehte hai ki humko Farooq Azam radhi Allah taala anhu se pyar hai, inshaallah apna beeda paar hai.
Raat bhar soye
پہرا دے ریا کے نگہبان.
فاروق اعظم کی حکومت جو ہے وہ آسمانوں پہ بھی ہے, فاروق اعظم کی حکومت زمینوں پر بھی ہے, فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ کی حکومت جو ہے وہ پانیوں کے اوپر بھی ہے. ان سب پہ کرامتیں موجود. وہ کس طرح دریائے نیل کا واقعہ انشاءاللہ وہ بھی سنیں گے, کس طرح زمین میں تیل جذب ہو گیا, زمین بھی جو ہے وہ فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ کا حکم مانتی ہے, کس طریقے سے آواز جو ہے ایک مہینے کی مسافت کے اوپر بھی جو ہے وہ آواز جو ہے فاروق اعظم کی پہنچ جاتی ہے. کمال ہے ماشاء اللہ, سبحان اللہ. You were saying something.
It's related to the shir that was just read, that dabdaba.
Subhanallah.
So that the people used to fear Faruq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, not just because of their strength, and they were a very, very strong man, alhamdulillah. They had the bravery and courage, you know, you couldn't compare it. But because one of the main reasons, because how just they were. So when it was, when a matter was brought to them, they couldn't be bought. They couldn't be bribed. You know how a lot of matters do. Some people, so because of the high status, they get away with things. They'll bribe people off. They'll call in favors, or they'll say, "Oh, I'm your friend. I'll do this for you. I'll do that for you." No, no chance. Not with Hazrat Umar Faruq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It was always on haq. So people were that scared that they knew, look, if I'm in the wrong, he's going to call me out no matter who I am. And that's why they'd instill this behavior, or even the children of Medina who knew that, look, we're not going to put water in the milk. They knew they had to be on the truth. And this came down to the fear of Allah Almighty that Hazrat Umar Faruq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu had. They were constantly contemplating about the hereafter, contemplating on how they were. And this is a personality that's been given the good news of Jannah by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam themselves. They're part of the Ashram of Bashra. Those 10 companions, you'll be given glad tidings of entering paradise. They're so fearful of Allah Almighty. They know, they've been told they've got palaces, as Iftihar Bhai said, waiting for them in paradise. They're told that they're going to paradise by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And that fear of Allah Almighty, they were not only, this also led to another beautiful characteristic that I wanted to speak about, and that was their humility. Because obviously they're the leader of the Muslims. They had access to an enormous amount of wealth. They did rule over 2 million square miles of the world. Like you said, it was the golden era, considered one of the greatest eras of the Islamic Empire. But what did they do? They would only take the bare minimum. They could have had palaces, they could have had clothing, lavish clothing, luxuries, whatever food they wanted, however many servants they wanted, whatever they wanted. But they were always thinking, I'm going to be questioned about this.
Mm.
This is the mal, this is the wealth of the people that I can spend on the people, that I can use for the people. So they would only take the absolute minimum for themselves.
Yani itni hukumat hai, itne bade leader hain, itna kuch malik, lekin bhooke reh rahe hain, patches hain kapdon ke upar, aur aaj to kya subah alag to sham ko alag, dusre din alag, ek dafa pehen liya dobara nahi pehna hai. But look at the leader, look at the qualities of Faruq Azam radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu ta'ala se mohabbat karna to seekhe, kyunki Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu ki ye shaan hai ki yakeen kare qiyamah ke din ke bare mein ki Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas se riwayat hai ki jab Faruq Azam Allah ki bargah mein hazir honge us waqt Islam arz karega, yani on the day of judgment Islam arz karega Allah ki bargah mein, ae rab یہ عمر ہے انہوں نے دنیا میں میری عزت بلند کی, آج میدان قیامت میں تو انہیں عزت عطا فرما. اسلام اللہ کی بارگاہ میں عرض کر رہا ہے, سفارش کرے گا, اور ہوگا کیا, فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ کو دو جبے پہنائے جائیں گے, ان جبوں کی خوشبو ایسی ہوگی کہ ایک بھی دنیا میں کھول دیا جائے تو ساری دنیا کی مہک, دنیا اس سے مہک اٹھ جائے گی, اور فاروق اعظم کی نورانی اٹھنی پر بٹھایا جائے گا ان کو, اور آپ کے آگے 70,000 فلیگ لہرا رہے ہوں گے. اس وقت میدان محشر میں ایک ہی آواز ہوگی کہ اہل محشر یہ عمر ہے انہیں پہچان لو, یہ عمر ہے انہیں پہچان لو. لک ایٹ دا رینک, لک ایٹ دا اسٹیٹس آف فاروق اعظم. لیکن جو سیکھنے کی بات ہے کہ لک ایٹ دا ہمبلنس, لک ایٹ دا کوالٹیز. آج ہمیں ذرا سا اسٹیٹس مل جاتا ہے ہم آدھی نصف دنیا پہ حکومت ہے لیکن کپڑوں پہ دیکھیں، مشقت دیکھیں، محنت دیکھیں ان چیزوں پہ. اللہ ہمیں ان کی تقوی کا، ان کی خوف کا، ان کی سنتوں پہ عمل کا، ان کی عاجزی کا اللہ ہمیں بھی جو ہے وہ حصہ عطا فرمائے.
رہے تیری عطا سے یا خدا، تیری
انشاءاللہ کچھ کلام سن لیتے ہیں انشاءاللہ جلدی جلدی.
پہنچو مدینے کا شمع اس بے خودی کے ساتھ، اس بے خودی کے ساتھ. پہنچو مدینے کا شمع اس بے
Oh. بہت ساری باتیں ہیں, بہت سارے واقعات ہیں, اور رضوان بھائی کا بھی دل چاہ رہا ہے. میں بھی بات ہی ایسی, فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ کی شان ہی اتنی, ان کی ذات اتنی اعلیٰ ہے کہ واقعی بندے کا دل چاہتا ہے کہ بات کرتے رہے کرتے رہے.
Definitely Shah Sahib, if you think that the path that Hazrat Umar رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ would walk on, Shaitan would change his direction.
Allah
Shaitan would move the direction and leave that path. This is the power, the might and the authority of Hazrat Umar رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. That we have just heard in the Ashar as well, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked for Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and came into Islam. Islam got power. Islam, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, people's fear started to go and they started to read the salah in front of the Kaaba. One side Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and guarding. One side Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala and guarding. And when the non-Muslims saw, they couldn't dare to come near. This is the power. So my message to the youth out there, yes, you got power, you got strength, you got the ability to do many things. Use it to strengthen Islam. Use it to give your time for Islam, for the deen. This energy that you have got, don't waste it playing games and cricket and going out to matches and jogging and running around. Use it to benefit Islam. This is Umar radiallahu ta'ala who's had so much power, authority, and the shaitan would change direction. What did he do? He strengthened Islam. We can strengthen Islam as well. One great personality comes and Islam can go from in our area from having one fazan in Medina to having 10 fazan in Medina. This is the thinking that we should have. That what can I do for the deen? Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we hear that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and that same river Nile that used to dry up. And we hear that they used, the custom was that they used to throw an unmarried girl into that river. When Hazrat Umar heard of this, he wrote a letter and he threw it inside the river Nile. Inside that river Nile, the water levels started to rise and they never lowered. He sort of wrote inside that letter that, O river Nile, O river Nile, if you flow by yourself, then stop and dry up. But if you flow by the will of Allah, then continue to flow. From that day, it's never dried up. From that day, there's been no issues. Such was this man. If you want inspiration today, if you want a role model today, if you're looking around and you are lost, then read about Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala.
Unki raaye ke mutabik Quran ki ayatein jo wo nazil hoti thi. Subhanallah. Ji Rizwan bhai.
I was going to mention something along the same lines about when Hazrat Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was coming into the folds of Islam, and just before they were a very obviously a very strong man and had a reputation before Islam as well, and the story of how
he accepted Islam,
how he accepted Islam. And when they got told that, look, you need to go to your home. You're saying that you're an enemy of Islam and you want to do this and you want to do that. Go and have a look at your house. They've accepted Islam in your home. And when they went to their home, they saw that their sister had embraced Islam, had Iman. And they went to the extent, obviously, they beat their sister at that time. After going through that, they didn't deter from their Iman. They were very strong in their faith. And Hazrat Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu asked, tell me a little bit about it. What is this Islam? What is this that you're reading on the Quran verses? And his sister radiallahu anhu said, not like this. Go and purify yourself. Go in the state of wudu. Even in this state, she had such immense strength that she said this. And then following hearing the Quran, they went to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So when they got to the door, they opened the door and they embraced Islam. Alhamdulillah azawajal.
Inke baare mein agar hai, to aap ghor se sunein ke kya kya cheezein thi Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala. Inki to fasahat aur balaghat ka bhi bada zabardast kamal tha. Ke bahut se makule عربی ضرب المثل جو مثل جو ہے نا وہ ان کے بن گئے تھے, یعنی کہ ایسے کمال کی گفتگو کرتے تھے. اور ان کے لکھا ہوا ہے کہ مسلمانوں کو بے مثال فتوحات اور کامیابیاں جو نصیب ہوئی ہیں وہ بے مثال وہ انہی کے دور حکومت میں ہوئی ہیں. قیصر و کسریٰ کو پیوند خاک کر کے اسلام کی عظمت کے پرچم کو لہرایا. شام, مصر, عراق, خوزستان, عجم, آرمینہ, آذربائیجان, فارس, کرمان, خراسان, مکران اور پتہ نہیں کتنی جگہ پہ جو ہے آپ کی جو ہے وہ حکومت پہنچائی اسلامی. آپ کے دور خلافت میں بیت المال عدالتیں سب سے پہلے جو قائم کی, دا فرسٹ پرسنالٹی جنہوں نے یہ بیت المال کا سسٹم قائم کیا, فوجی چھاونیاں جنہوں نے سب سے پہلے بنائی وہ فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. عدالتیں قاضی مقرر کیے. سن تاریخ ہجری کے حوالے سے جو ہم بات کرتے ہیں کہ بدری اسلامک من ناؤ, تو یہ کیا یہ ہجری کا آغاز بھی فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے کیا تھا. مردم شماری جو آج کل کرتے ہیں نا کہ مردم شماری ہو رہی ہے, کاؤنٹنگ ہو رہی ہے کہ کتنے لوگ رہتے ہیں, یہ سب سے پہلے فاروق اعظم نے جاری کرایا. نہریں جو آج کا سسٹم ہے یہ سب سے پہلے فاروق اعظم. یہ جو بچے جو آج کہتے ہیں جی یہ ادھر کا بینیفٹ سسٹم ہے تو یہ اولڈ, یہ پینشنر اسکیم, یہ جو بھی چیزیں جو ویلفیئر کی آپ کو دکھ رہی ہیں آج کے دور میں, بوڑھوں کی, ویڈوز کے لیے, اورفنس کے لیے, اسی طریقے سے جو بوڑھے ہو جاتے ہیں, جو بچہ پیدا ہوتا ہے, ان کو جو وظیفے دیا, سب سے پہلے جنہوں نے جرا کیا, سب سے پہلے جو کام کیا, دا فرسٹ پرسنالٹی, یہ کوئی اور نہیں تھے, یہ فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ تھے. راتوں کو جو ہے نکلنا اور خود جو ہے وہ دیکھ بھال کرنا, یہ بھی انہوں نے کیا. اسی طریقے سے تنخواہیں مقرر کرنا, مسلمانوں کے لیے مکانات تعمیر کرنا, ڈفرینٹ سٹیز کے اندر مہمان خانے جو ہے تعمیر کرانا, اسی طریقے سے اسکول اور انسٹیٹیوٹ قائم کرانے, سب سے پہلے فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کی. اسی طرح معلمین اور مدرسین جو ٹیچرز ہوتے ہیں ان کی جو ویجز سب سے پہلے وہ فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے جو ہے وہ قائم کروائی تھی. اسی طرح جو آئمہ حضرات ہوتے ہیں جو مساجد میں اذان دیتے ہیں سب سے پہلے فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کی تنخواہیں جو ہیں, جو تنخواہیں ہیں, جو ویجز ہیں وہ مقرر کرا دی. شاید آپ کے لیے بھی پہلی دفعہ ہوگا ہم کہتے ہیں یہ کیسے ہوا, فلاں نے کیا, نو, یہ سب سے پہلی جو بھی ویلفیئر کا سسٹم ہے یہ اسلام نے انٹروڈیوس کرایا, فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ نے انٹروڈیوس کرا. یعنی بہت ساری چیزیں, بہت ساری عظمتیں, شان, رفتیں, اور ان کے ذریعے سے جو ہے وہ اسلام نے جو ہے پوری دنیا میں, مطلب آپ کہیں کہ آدھی سے زیادہ دنیا پہ جو ہے مسلمان جو ہے انہوں نے حکمرانی کی, ڈومینیٹ کیا. ایک ایسی پرسنالٹی جو واقعی جس کے اندر خوف خدا تھا, جن کی بہادری کی بات کریں تو وہ کمال کی ہے, جن کی خوف خدا کی بات کریں وہ کمال کی ہے, جن کے تقوی کی بات کریں تو کمال کی ہے, جن کی کیا کہتے ہیں لیڈرشپ کی بات کریں کمال کی ہے, اس کے ساتھ ساتھ روزے رکھتے تو مطلب کنٹینیو روزے رکھتے تھے, تو کھانے کے معاملات دیکھیں اتنا قلیل الغذا personality, لیکن دنیا پر انہوں نے راج کیا.
Amazing. Shah Sahib, every single one of those that you mentioned could become a chapter, a episode in itself. Especially if you look at the welfare system, many of Muslims today, they don't realize that. That this was started by Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who made the societies very strong. And those that were needy of help, he helped them. And this welfare system that we see adopted by many societies, countries and places today, communities today, we don't realize that this came from Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He's the one that started this and helped those people that were in need. And those that needed something, that the money was given to them, support was given to them. Today we're seeing those countries that have adopted this system, they're very successful.
Okay.
And those countries that have left it, they are struggling. So this is the way of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and we should be inspired by this impersonality. Just listening and sitting here regarding his blessed life should inspire us. Now from today I'm going to change. Today if we were just to take a small, any aspect of his life, our life could also change as well. Yes, it's a new start for us. And to start with such a great personality should inspire us, no doubt. So if you haven't learned, start with the books of Maktabatul Madina. Regarding the miracles of Hazrat Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala and the other books that have been released, especially the bayans that are available and the articles that are available regarding his personality, when you start to read about them, like you just read out that list, just listening to that list inspires you. So this inspiration, inshallah, we should take. We're looking for role models everywhere, but role models are in Islam. These role models that we need to, inshallah, teach our children, mention them to us. Today, tomorrow, during this week, sit down with your children. And if they don't know who this personality is, then we failed. We failed our family, our children in a way. Why? Because we've kept them away from such a great personality. When we bring them, they'll become brave. When they know about it, they'll feel proud. They'll feel proud of Islam. When other children go to school and people talking about other personalities, they should be proud of our heritage, of our history. And they should be talking about Hazrat Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala and inshallah azza wa jalla.
فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالی وہ ہستی ہے جن کے بارے میں کہ اگر ان کی دور حکومت 10-12 سال تھی کم ہو گئی, کہتے ہیں 10 سال اور حکومت کر جاتے تو پوری دنیا میں اسلام ہوتا.
سبحان اللہ.
اسلام میں اگر ایک اور فاروق اعظم ہوتے تو پوری دنیا میں دین اسلام نہیں ہوتا. آپ غور کریں, ایسے مطلب کمال کی پرسنالٹی ہیں. لیکن یہ جو انہوں نے بات کی ہے نا, افتخار بھائی نے, رضوان بھائی, ہمارے یہاں ایک کمپلیکس کے شکار ہیں, انفیریورٹی کمپلیکس, احساس کمتری کا. او فلاں ملک نے یہ کر دیا, او اس نے یہ کر دیا, او لک ایٹ دس پرسن, لک ایٹ دس پرسن, او لک ایٹ دے ریچ ٹو دا مون. ارے ہم ان کو فالو کریں جن کے چاند جن کے اشاروں پہ کھیلتا تھا. اب ان کو دیکھ رہے ہو چاند پر پہنچے نہیں پہنچے, وہ الگ کی بات ہے. اب ان کو کرے 1450 سال پہلے کمو پہ جو اشارہ کرتے تھے تو چاند جھک جاتا تھا, انہوں نے چاند کے ٹکڑے کر دیے تھے. فاروق اعظم کے زمانے میں زمین تھر تھر آتی ہے. آپ اپنا عصا مبارک زمین پہ مار کر کہتے ہیں زمین کیوں تھر تھر آ رہی ہے, کیا فاروق اعظم اس پر عدل نہیں کرتا؟
سبحان اللہ.
کمال دیکھیں آپ, پاور دیکھیں,
سبحان اللہ,
اللہ پہ بھروسہ دیکھیں. اور پھر اللہ تعالیٰ نے مقام اور مرتبہ بھی تو دیکھے نا کیسے. دریائے نیل کا واقعہ انہوں نے بیان کیا تھا, ہاں ناون میں جنگ ہو رہی ہے, ہم وہاں کی بات کر رہے ہیں. یار کیا یہ ساری چیزیں, بات وہی ہے, جو اللہ کا ہو جاتا ہے بھی ساری چیزیں اس کی ہو جاتی ہے. آپ اللہ کے ہو کے تو دیکھو, آپ دین اسلام کو پوری طرح اس پر عمل کر کے تو دیکھیں, ساری چیزیں آپ کے لیے ہو جائیں گی. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. Jannah.